It's not as hot and sticky this afternoon as it was early in the week, but it's still a warm summer day. Would you really be interested in sitting down to a steaming cup of pumpkin spice latte or wolfing down a pumpkin spice scone? Apparently, several companies think you would. Pumpkin spice flavored foods, drinks, and other products are being rolled out right now.
Well, joining us live, Kelly Tycho, who writes for Axios. Kelly, good to have you. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me. It's my favorite time of the year, honestly. I'm a pumpkin fan, I have to admit it.
Okay, but it is August, and we thought the pumpkin spice was a nice thing to have maybe in late October when we got a chill in the air and the leaves on the trees are falling. And you want something to warm you up. So pumpkin spice in August, which companies are offering it right now or soon?
Well, 7-Eleven has pumpkin coffee and pumpkin spice latte already. Krispy Kreme launched their pumpkin collection this week, and Dunkin' Donuts arrives next week. Pumpkin spice Oreos are also coming back on Monday after 5 years. There's also a lot of pumpkin creamer hitting store shelves with Dunkin' and Starbucks. And we don't know when Starbucks' coveted drink will return. And Trader Joe's products are still going to start coming in early September.
All right, so we're going to still be in the 80s and maybe the 90s as all this stuff rolls out. Can you tell us who is driving this desire for pumpkin spices? You can tell Sean and I are a little skeptical, and we're going to wait till the fall.
Well, every year, pumpkin spice season seems to be getting earlier and earlier, and the selection grows both on store shelves and restaurant menus. Sometimes it feels like a race, and everyone wants to be first. Well, a survey last year by Nissan Foods showed that more than 50% of Gen Z respondents were obsessed with all things pumpkin spice.
So have you been talking maybe how soon is too soon? Are you getting some pushback?
Well, this happens every year. And there are pumpkin lovers, and then there are haters who won't even touch pumpkin pie at Thanksgiving. But every year it starts earlier, and that's what the debate turns to, why so early. And after my story was posted on Axios.com earlier this week, the first comments were, like what you're talking about, it's too hot to drink a pumpkin spice drink. Well, the good news is most chains do offer it iced or frozen too. So that's an option. And now sometimes the other debate that happens every year is how far are we going with pumpkin products? I mean, in past, there has been pumpkin spice deodorant, pumpkin spice gum. So, and last year there was cup of noodles, pumpkin spice flavor.
It's so great that you're searching all this stuff out. Just a few seconds left. Is the only logical conclusion here that eventually we're just going to have pumpkin spice on the shelves all year round? Maybe we're already there.
I think that there are some people that would be very happy if that were to happen. I wouldn't be opposed to it. I think that it depends on the person. I mean, the other seasonal flavors are cinnamon, maple, and apple cider products. So that's going to be coming back soon as well. I haven't heard that much about those products yet. So we'll have to stay tuned on that.
Kelly, thanks for joining us. Interesting topic, even here in August. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Kelly Tycho writes for Axios.